אנחנו קוראים בתלמוד 10 הספירות כרך א' חלק ב' עמוד 38 דף ל' ח' פרק
We are reading from the study of the ספירות volume 1 part 2 page 38
נתחיל לקרוא קודם למעלה את דברי
item 7
עוד אור פנימי עוד זין אנחנו נמצאים
דף
עמוד 38
again where are we
the words of the we're reading item 7 Page
38.
אז אני קורא למעלה, אות ב' למעלה. התפשטות אור אינסוף לתוך החלל, ההתפשטות הייתה...
Okay, so I'm reading item 2, above from the words of the RE. The expansion of the light of אינסוף into the space, the expansion occurred slowly. When the light of אינסוף extended as a straight line into the above space, It did not expand and extend all the way down at once, but rather expanded slowly. I wish to say that in the beginning, the line of light began to expand, and right at the beginning of its expansion as a line, it expanded and extended and became like one wheel round on all sides. Item 7, inner light. This is the root of the expansion that was innovated called a line. Because it is a new emanated being, it has a specifically designated root that shines upon it as its innovation. That illumination is called the Sphira of Keter of the line. From this Keter, the light of Ensof expands into the line by way of the above four phases. Phase 1 is called Chochmah, Phase 2 is called Binah, Phase 3 is called Zeranpin, and Phase 4 is called Malchut. And the Ari says with regards to this order that it expanded slowly. Says that Keter expanded first, Chochmah next, and then Bina, Zeranpin, etc.
לא רואים שאלות. אז נמשיך הלאה.
עוד חט או פנימי.
Well, we don't see any questions, so let's continue onwards.
Item 8, inner light, scrutinizes, clarifies as one wheel around all sides. For the meaning of the word circle, see answers, the answers table. Part 1, and also Part 1, Chapter 1. When the light of the line dresses in a circle, it is called a wheel.
Yes, give.
Makor. Atchala.
Rav, dear Rav, what is the Sphira of Keter? Is the source.
It's the source, it's the beginning.
Orange of.
What is that source?
Light of Insof. Unlimited.
Amud 39, Daf Lametet, Ot Gimel Divrei Ari Lemala. Aigul,
page 39, item 3, the words of the Ari above. The circle is not adhered with Insof, but is connected to it through a line. And this circle was not adhered with the line, with the light of Insof that surrounds it from all sides. That is because if it adheres to it, it will return to its prior state and will be annulled in the light of Insof. In that case, its power will not be apparent at all, and everything will only be the light of Insof as in the beginning. Hence, the circle is adjacent to the circle of Insof and is not in adhesion with it. And the connection and adhesion of that emanated circle with the emanating Insof is done primarily through that line, through which light from Insof descends, extends, and influences in that circle. Again, item 3, the words of the Ari. The circle is not adhered with Ensof, but is connected to it through the line. 3. The circle was not adhered with the light of Ensof that surrounds it on all sides. That is because if it adheres to it, it will return to its prior state and will be annulled in the light of itself. In that case, its power will not be apparent at all, and everything will be only the light of itself as in the beginning. Hence, the circle is adjacent to the circle of itself and is not in adhesion with it. And the connection and adhesion of that emanated circle with the emanating itself is done primarily through that line through which light from itself descends, extends, and bestows or influences in that circle. Inner light, item 9, relates to the circle was not in adhesion with the light of itself. This means that the entire light that is found in the circles comes only from what they receive from the line, which is regarded as a new illumination. Since that light has only three phases, it differs from the light of itself that encircles it in the form of a circular light. This is why the Ari writes that it is not in adhesion with the light of itself. This means that the form of the circular light of Keter, of the circles, is not the same as the light in itself. It is so because equivalence of form means adhesion in spirituality. And the term surrounds means causes, a causing element.
Please try to ask about these things, but not from the geometry of it, but in essence, how these circles work with the line, with the linear aspect of it. What does it mean that they touch or don't touch one another, and so on?
Where do we find everything he describes here?
What again?
Where do we find what he describes here in this process of creation? Where? In which stage?
This is after the emergence of Ein Sof, expanding from Ein Sof. There are four phases and the line, and this is how reality is created, that is still including all the worlds, and it's in general. He's explaining here in general the whole of creation and how it appears as circles, and inside the circles, the line that emerges that governs it, called the straight line.
He outlines some constant laws that exist in creation?
Yes, PT 13.
And the qualities of the line fill the circles. So what's different inside the circle than how it was outside the circle in the four phases?
What's different? That the circles behave like prior to the first restriction, and the line behaves after, like the way that it would after the first restriction. And only according to the law of the first restriction you can fill the circles.
But the circle came out after the first expansion. So how on the one hand we have those qualities in the circle that are from after the first restriction?
No, the circles precede the line, because first there were circles, which were then restricted, and then from the light of Ein Sof, a line extended, which builds and fills the circles. But it's not that the line precedes the circles. The circles precede the line, because circles are vessels without limitation, in which when the light that expands and spreads from the four phases of direct light
Santiago
is there like that and defines them in such a way.
¿Hay alguna relación entre los términos Kav y Kavaná? Me parece que hay un juego de palabras con eso.
Is there connection between the words line and intention, Kav and Kavaná? Is there a connection there?
No. The line or Kav is the governance from above down according to the degrees of coarseness of the four phases direct light. And the governance is from, I'm sorry, the second part is from below upwards, which also moves according to the degrees of thickness or coarseness, but from below upwards from the creature to the creator. And of course, the two of them are in the law of the line because they have one that decides and one that executes, and for who he does it. That's why it's all arranged according to the line. Tel Aviv 3.
What is the essential difference between the state of Ensof and the state of line and circle?
You could say Ensof is also somewhat in form of circle, although we say the Igul, the circle of Ensof. Ensof means there are no limitations of any means, not for the desire to receive, nor for the desire to bestow, or anything. There are no limiting forces. The forces of bestowal and reception. Those are the only two forces that operate in creation. That's it. Now, the line is ready according to a certain measure, measuring scale. And the circle is also a specific circle that exists after the line designed the circle. So we have the circle of Ein Sof where there are no limitations whatsoever, and then there are the circles already with the names, Ket, Chokhmah, and Binah, and so on, which, although they are circles, but they are created by the limitation of the line. Okay?
The question is, the state of a circle and line deficient somehow towards Ein Sof, or...
Of course it's not whole. Circle and line are the states of imperfection, even the circle, because it's also limited. Ein Sof is unlimited. There are no limitations. There's no above, down, to any direction, any quality, or in any way. There are no limitations. The desire, because we're only talking about the desire which is unlimited in anything that you want to say, is called Ein Sof.
Спасибо, Раф. Раф, а правильно ли называть распространением света по кав по линии вглубь желания, да, как бы на все глубже?
Is it correct to call the expansion of the light in a line into the depth of the desire, according to the weight of the desire, but also sideways?
Yes, for the time being you can say it that way. That will change. For the time being, it will change.
Кав — это прямое как бы отношение к Творцу. А как это может быть...
As I heard, according to the explanation, the line, the Кав, is a direct attitude towards the Creator?
No. Not to the Creator. This is to the created being, from above down. We are now talking about the expansion of forces from above down. So it's not to the creator, but to the created being, to the creature.
What does it mean? Can you explain it? A direct line, a direct attitude towards creation? Is it correct?
Let's say yes. You need to read it and talk about it a lot, and then it will work out. Otherwise, you want here to stand on some word here and to start expanding it and picking at it until directions that you think that are right. We need to read a lot. That's why we're continuing to read.
So we are in a light, item 10. Clarifies if it adheres to it. Meaning, if its illumination had been in all four phases, as is the light of Ein Sof, its form would have been the same and in adhesion with Ein Sof. In that state, it would be totally annulled in Ein Sof and completely indistinguishable from it.
That's it. You see, here we see that the limitations are what give us the ability to identify circles, lines, and all the actions of the Creator towards us. Next.
Item 20 clarifies primarily through that line. The light that expands from Ein Sof to the emanated being is called direct light. This light is tied to the emanated being by a clothing of reflected light that rises from the screen upward through a coupling by striking, which will be explained later. And this is called attachment, because this reflected light that rises from the screen of phase four, from the straight line, holds and captures the upper light in the circle. Thus, in a place where the reflected light does not clothe the upper light, the emanated being regards it as absent, because it cannot attain it without this clothing called reflected light. It is like a candle made of tallow, although its lighting force comes primarily from the tallow, still that light is not connected with it, but with the wick. When the wick burns down, the light burns out, although there is still a lot of tallow left.
Anyway, what is he trying to say? That we're talking altogether about the creation of the kli, which is the desire, and this desire can sustain and reveal the light. By what? The light fills all of reality. But we can't identify it, but rather only to the extent in which there is a vessel. This vessel takes on the quality of the light, is in contact with the light, and can therefore reveal the light within it. That's the principle of everything we have in this world. In technology, in feeling of reality, in connections between us, no matter what we're talking about, there's always some certain quality which takes upon itself certain limitations or expansion, no matter how we say it, another quality, and then from that there's a connection and identification. Therefore, what we see here, where the kli takes on the quality of the light, and therefore to such an extent it can take on actions like the light, and therefore the same action we identify as existing. Because without that we can't even identify it. Because the upper light is around us without any limitations. We don't reveal it, we don't feel it. But rather, according to the vessels that take upon themselves the qualities of the light, to the extent in which they receive the qualities of the light, they can identify the light and to feel it and reveal it. Okay? PT 14.
The tallow is the coarseness and the wick is the reflected light.
The tallow is the coarseness and the wick is the reflected light. Yeah. But it's the reflected light that stems from the fact that there's oil here. a wick without the oil doesn't work, and the oil without the wick doesn't work. Meaning the connection between the oil and the wick is what gives us the ability to illuminate in return. Not what's happening here. We have to be in the will to receive on one hand, and upon it, we need to be in the intention in order to bestow additionally. And this is what we need the upper light to ignite the wick with the oil inside of it. What do you think, Dudi?
I didn't get it. It's tough.
You understand what the wick is? Yes? Oil, you understand what that is, yes? Oil cannot light. The wick cannot light. The oil with the wick together can light. What do we need for this? We also need something to ignite it. Meaning the upper light needs to appear. Meaning specifically here we have the three components together. The wick, the oil, and the upper light. And then the wick with the oil can ignite, turn on.
When it says connection, attachment, what does it mean?
That's considered that they're connecting. How are they connecting? How does the wick connect to the oil? And the upper light connects with the oil, which is in the wick and not alone. There's some very specific connection between them so that all these three components are together, and therefore then we see the light. What does it mean that we see the light? We reveal the Creator, which cannot be revealed any other way if these three components won't be as one. We don't see in our world these components working spiritually. But in spirituality, for them to incorporate, let's say, the oil and the wick, and then the oil needs to want to, I'm sorry, the wick wants to absorb the oil, and the wick with the oil need to want to be similar to the light, and then the upper light will adhere to them and will ignite them. We will learn these things, but actually this example is the correct example for all of creation. There's no more than that. The oil changes according to its example. The wick certainly changes into the extent in which it is according to coarseness and degrees of connection between the oil and the wick also change from degree to degree, meaning from world to world. And these degrees beget still vegetative animal and speaking on all the levels as well. It's not just example of some piece of a wick and wax or oil that's with it. Because there needs to be oil that can enter into the wick, that can enter the body, and then there needs to be an ignition from above, which is so that it lives.
Can you take it to the level of the 10, or you shouldn't?
Soon, maybe it could be that today. We will see. Okay?
Раф, а можно это немножко в контексте десятки рассмотреть, когда человек включается в хисарон десятки?
Can we explain it a little bit through the 10?
So Dudi asked, let's hope that soon. Yes. Okay. Let's read a little bit more. And then we will have more materials to talk about.
We are in item 30. Inner light clarifies that line. The reason for it is that there is no screen in the circles that can raise reflected light. Without it, the emanated being cannot connect with the upper light. We learn that the vessel of the line is called a pipeline, and that it is much lower than the vessels of the circles that appeared with the first restriction before the line appeared. That is why the Ari tells us that although the vessels of the circles are much higher than the line, they do not receive any light by themselves. Instead, they must receive all the light through the much lower line for the above reason.
Good. I don't know what they're asking about, because they either leave questions or erase the questions, so I don't know how to arrange things here.
No, oh, bonus here, Latin 8.
Well,
Latin 8.
Let's start with Latin 8.
Pregunta de un amigo en la decena. ¿En qué sentido la luz cuando desciende?
Thank you, Rob. Question from a friend in the 10.
Desciende bajo como una línea y va afectando cada fase.
To what extent the light, the upper light, when it comes down, descends in a line and is influenced in every degree of creation until it gets to the fourth degree, and in the fourth degree,
¿en qué sentido el sinarot es una restricción?
The connection from below is called pipelines, and we said that the pipelines are like a restriction on the desire. So to what extent they are a restriction in the desire, and to what extent they are opposite the desire? We said that the pipelines are seemingly opposite the desire.
The pipe is already a desire, but it's a limited one. Accordingly, we have, let's say, the diameter of the of that pipe. And that's it. Also, a pipe is one that has a certain law that it, that only in such a way you can expand it, and not any other way. Whereas a circle, it can expand in all directions, it could be. And a sphere is even beyond all the limited the discernments. Mac-10.
Да, спасибо, Раф. А вот взаимодействие между Кавом и Игулем – это одно и то же, что и Сод и Малхут. Если нет, в чем разница?
Thank you, Raf. The relationship between a line and a circle, is it the same as Bina and Malchut? If not, what's the difference?
The line is like the measuring line that gives with limitation all the bestowal from above down. And the circle is already not bestowing, but rather just receiving in a passive manner in that which the line fills it. So as far as the quality that's closer to the Creator, the circle is closer to the Creator, to Ein Sof. On the side of bestowal, certainly the circle cannot bestow in any way, but only the line can bestow to the extent in which it fills the circle. Okay, yes? Give one.
После первого сокращения, прежде появления кав.
Yes, Rav. He writes here that the vessels of circles were created after the first restriction, before the appearance of the line, and I thought they were before the restriction.
The circles were before the restriction, and circles remain also after the restriction, only that they can be filled after the restriction only by the line.
Вот дальше в этом пункте, что весь свет, что в них, они обязаны получить посредством этого кава. Кто они?
Excuse me, but he writes here that all the light in them, they must receive through that line. Who's they?
Пяти чаястры.
The circles. 19.
Thank you. Good morning, Rav, friends. He says there's no screen in the circles to raise a reflected light. So there's no connection between the emanated being and the upper light. So how do the circles connect if that's the case?
The circles connect between themselves by the lines. The line is the connection. The line is something that we can define, that we can connect one to the other. In the circles, we cannot do anything. The circles are, let's say, our qualities, our original qualities, the circles. But in order to use them, I need to extend the lines between them. Line is a limitation, a restriction, according to all kinds of qualities and discernments. Therefore, through this, we can be connected and to bestow and influence one another.
And there's no reflected light in this work?
Of course there is. The line exists through the reflected light, through the Or Mekif, the Or Chozer.
So is there a connection to the tens in the work? Can we connect it somehow, what's written here?
I don't know, tens in the work, leave you with that for the time being. Let's say that yes, that the ten is the circle, and the connection between the friends in the circle is the line.
You kind of just answered it right there. I was going to ask if I can look at it this way, that I am the line, that my friends are the circle, and I'm responsible for bringing it all together.
Turkey free.
You can think that way for the time being.
Two,
Turkey 3.
Chokhmah and Bina represent Week and Oil.
Repeat, please.
Okay. Two, Chokhmah and Bina represent Week and Oil.
Do the Chokhmah and Bina represent the wick and oil?
I don't want
to jump to those things. Let's wait. Why do you need to get confused now and work with discernments that are still not... It's incorrect, or it is correct. I don't want to... I don't recommend to learn in this way.
Let's go.
We're continuing. This time we are in the words of the Ari above, item 4. The heading, the light of Ein Sof surrounds and imparts to the circle from afar. Ein Sof encircles and surrounds it from all sides, because it is also like a circle around it and from it, far from it. The illumination of Ein Sof in the emanated beings must come only through this line. Because if the light had to come to them through their surroundings as well, the emanated beings would have been like the emanator himself, without boundaries or rations. Again, the items 4 from the Ari. The light of Ein Sof surrounds and imparts to the circle from afar. Ein Sof encircles and surrounds it from all sides, because it is also like a circle around it and far from it. Because the illumination of Ein Sof in the emanated beings must come only through this line. Since if the light had come to them through their surroundings as well, the emanated beings would have been like the emanator himself, without boundaries and without any ration. The inner light, item 40, clarifies and Ein Sof encircles it from all sides. We distinguish two kinds of lights in each sphera, which are called inner light and surrounding light. The light that is clothed inside the Sphira is called inner light, O Pnimi. And the light that cannot clothe inside it because of the boundary there is considered to be remaining in its root. In that state, the Sphira receives from it only an illumination from afar, which is called O Mekif, surrounding light. The Ari tells us that although the circles are far from Ein Sof, meaning that there is a great disparity of form between them, still they receive from it an illumination from afar called the surrounding light, which shines in two manners, namely in general and in particular. The term encircling relates to the general surrounding light, and the term surrounding relates to the particular surrounding light. Next, item 50, O Pnimi, inner light, talks about circling it, around it, and far from it. Rav, can I ask about the circles?
Yes.
What defines the circles prior to the restriction, and by what are they divided?
There are no limits. No limits. Very simple. Igulim, circles are unlimited vessels.
But prior to the restriction, there are several circles, if I understood it correctly. So the question is, by what are they divided?
Qualities. Qualities. Not according to the desires, but according to the qualities. Blue, white, black, doesn't matter. But qualities. Now, you can say, well, that's also a kind of restriction. Those are also qualities of restriction. But they are not felt as restricted or limited. They're not felt as limited. If they are in the sea of water or the sea of light and none of them is limited or restricted, and that's how it feels itself, then it's Ein Sof, infinity.
I'm asking, but they say that the light of Ein Sof, it's like one light prior to the restriction. So it turns out that this light of Ein Sof is also divided as circles, as qualities.
It's not divided because there's no one to divide it.
About what we just read right now about the surrounding light for the particular and the general. Can we influence only the surrounding light in the particular?
You don't understand where you are, first of all. What surrounding light are you talking about?
What we're trying to draw when we work.
So it's not the same surrounding light we're reading about right now. What's up with you? Where we are today, at the bottom of all degrees, below everything, and what comes to us, this tiny restricted illumination, that relative... It's called the light of Ein Sof, or the unlimited upper light, but it's something completely different. It's a light that went through all the degrees and all the restrictions and limitations, but relative to us, that's how it shines.
Yes, Rav, I just wanted to clarify whether we can influence only that which is connected to our system of correction. The Creator has a general system upon which we influence less.
Of course, you said it correctly.
Okay, that's what I wanted to scrutinize. Thank you, Rav.
Rav, а какие мы должны прилагать усилия и делать действия, чтобы ответы нам приходили изнутри, а не снаружи?
What efforts and actions do we need to do for the answers to come from within and not from without?
We need to work with actions of bestowal, of connection. By that, we will be as close as possible to the surrounding light, and it raises us higher on the ladder. And the degrees of the ladder, between each degree, we have surrounding light. And in the degrees themselves, we have inner light.
רב, שאלה של תרגום, למה הכלים הנעלים יותר ריגולים לא יכולים...
I have a question of a friend who's in translation. Why are the higher vessels that are in circles cannot draw the light and they're dependent on the lower vessels, the lines that are
with drawing the light? Can they draw the light?
He continues, says, how could it be that the higher vessels are dependent on lower vessels to connect with the light? What does that mean?
Because they have the ability to draw, they have a desire. The desire that's revealed in them, on the one hand, makes them, on the one hand, lower than the circles, on the other hand, makes them more active than the circles.
He added, what is that similar to in our world? If you can give an example of something in our world like this.
Yeah,
let's say, who can influence you more? A strange person, a stranger, or your mother? Let's say when you're a child. The mother can't influence you much. You feel love from her. She can't truly punish you. She can't influence you all that much. But if someone will come from the police and will wag his finger at you and say, no, 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 then you, as a child, you'll take it very seriously. So the circles are weak. They have no limits, no restriction. They're not able to pressure, to demand. Their will to receive is not truly revealed, whereas the yosha, the lines, that's with weight, with certain measurements, you're going from degree to degree with great pressure. That's why all of our corrections are through the lines, and our work is in the lines, but what we're doing by that is we're filling the circles. The circle, those emptied as a result of the first restriction in the world of Ein Sof, that's the one we are filling, and it is the circle.
Rav, אז במה הקו כתוב שהוא שופל בהרבה מהעיגול, במה הוא שופל ממנו?
Rav, so in what way is the line much lower? It's certain that it's much lower than the circle. In what is it lower?
The line, for now, is lower than the circle because the circle can be filled by the light of itself and the line cannot. The line does not have the degrees of Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, the restriction, the screen, reflected light by which it can fill itself and through it to fill the restricted circles. We're still with in those actions that happen from above down. Before the lower one is established and begins to influence and bestow from below up.
But it's written that the line fills the circle. How could it be that something that the circle is filled by something that's lower than it? And it needs light. Otherwise its lack does not get filled.
The circle is filled partially from below up because the line restricts the circle, doesn't give them everything. They don't return to the state of Ein Sof in terms of filling.
Okay, so it's partial fulfillment. And when in the process are they filled fully? Because later they're also filled by the line. So when does the line start to fill them truly in a way that's...
The line does not disappear. Of course, we are filled by the line. But after the restriction, the screen and the reflected light, the vessel of the line can use to perform various acts of filling, can determine what it feels, how much it feels. It organized as many circles next to it, around each and every one of its sfirot, sfirot of igulim, sfirot of yosher, of the line, but the yosher, the lines, fill the circles. After the first restriction, the circles stopped being higher, the will to receive stopped being the determining factor, but only the screen and reflected light became the determining factor. And in this way, the circles get filled. Although they are bigger, but you can fill them only through the line, meaning the intention screened the reflected light.
Okay, thank you, Rav. A short question. Can you call the circles as the first vessel?
A clear rishon.
Call the circles what?
The first vessel, the first kli.
Yeah. The circles are the first vessel, but again, how, according to what do we call them a vessel? They don't draw the light, they don't build themselves, they don't fill themselves with the upper light. The circles simply exist because the Creator created the desire in this way. But after the line emerges and the restriction and the screen and the reflected light, the line determines everything.
Can I ask another short question? Why does this happen? Because when we talk about the line, it seems like it's, we have more discernments, we can feel it. And when we talk about circles, it's like there's no perception whatsoever in them.
True. We lack perception in the circles because we are product of the line. According to all the limitations, the restrictions, the screen, the reflected light, we are of the lines. We don't attain the circles that much, except that we get to work with them sometimes. But in truth, our work is in the line. Because it's all about the restriction and the screen and the reflected light, and that belongs to the line.
Thank you.
Rav, написано, что есть два вида окружающих светов: общий окружающий свет и частный. В чем их разница? Это все к кигулим относится.
It's written that there are two kinds of surrounding light: a general and a particular. What's the connection between them? Does it all have to do with circles? What are these two forms of surrounding light?
Inner light and surrounding light. We have just two lights. The light that is without limitation is the surrounding light, and the light that is received through limitations is that the lower one decides on is inner light. And there are many modes and styles in both.
В десятке мы строим линию из кругов. Если да, то можем мы
Я не понимаю, что ты говоришь.
In the ten, we build a line from the circles.
I don't understand what you're saying. You have to close your the speaker and then speak.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. We can't hear you because you're not using the right microphone.
I apologize. Can we say that through our efforts we build a line from the circles? And if so, are we doing this in a conscious manner?
We're building the line according to our ability to overcome our desires in the connection between us. That's what we do. That's one thing. How do we do it? That's something we're going to learn about. Sit down and listen. PT 13.
Rav, hello. On one hand, we said in item 3 that if there was adhesion of the vessel with the light fully, then the circle would be cancelled. And on the other hand, we must have the line, the resistance, in order to come to Dvikut, adhesion, because it's only against the resistance. So how do you sustain the resistance, and on the other hand, there's complete adhesion? How does the circle not get cancelled?
The screen is what connects these two qualities together, the resistance and the connection. This is what the screen does. We'll learn about it soon. Where are we, Dudi?
We're in the inner light, item 50, which clarifies surrounding it and afar from it. He tells us that this surrounding light that the circles receive from Ein Sof shines and surrounds them from all sides, meaning from all four phases. This means that even phase four, where the inner light does not shine, still receives an illumination from afar by means of the surrounding light from Ein Sof. The reason for it is because Ein Sof is also like a circle, which means that the light of Ein Sof is called the circular light because it does not discriminate between the phases and shines and fills phase four as well. Therefore, its illumination reaches phase four of the circles as well, though from afar, as it was clarified.
Read it again.
Again, item 50, which clarifies the circle around it and far from it. He tells us that this surrounding light that the circles receive from Ein Sof shines and surrounds them from all sides, meaning from all four phases. This means that even phase four, where the inner light does not shine, still receives an illumination from afar by means of the surrounding light from Ein Sof. The reason for it is because Ein Sof is also like a circle, which means that the light of Ein Sof is called circular light because it does not discriminate between the phases and shines and fills phase four as well. Therefore, its illumination reaches phase four of the circles as well, though from afar.
Asia.
Asia.
Morning. My question is, the field lights that appear in Tzilut are all
The question is, the three lines that appear in Atzilut are Or Chozer, Or Makif, and Or Yashar.
Repeat, please.
The reflecting light, the surrounding light, and the direct light.
The three lights that appear in Atzilut are Or...
The three lines that appear in Atzilut are the reflected light, Or Chozer, Or Makif, the surrounding light, and the direct light, Or Yashar.
No, we're going to learn it. You're asking questions that are still far from away from us. Why are you taking them from these questions? Don't read what we're not learning about together, because then you're starting to ask things that is not interesting to the other friends. They still don't understand it. They don't learn it. So please ask exactly what we read about. And only in the form that we read about it. Problem with this, because you're starting to spread in all directions. You read an excerpt, and that excerpt we need to study. And not more than that, and not the three lines in Atzilut and what's happening there. Even if he writes about it, if we didn't learn it, we're not asking about it because it will come later. It will come later. That's how the study of Tensfiot is written. He writes in general. But anyone who learns it starts to learn about it in a more constrained manner, in a single line. Please and be more connected to what we're learning. On this line, we're going to attain everything. I can explain you three lines in Atzilut. It's impossible. Maybe a year from now.
Where are we?
We will continue to item 70 in the inner light, which clarifies without limitation or ration. The restriction and the screen that were placed on phase four so she would not receive light inside puts a boundary on the light. It limits its expansion, which stops on the boundary of phase four. What the emanated being does receive in general, diminished by the restriction, is called a ration.
In short, the light that expands in the circles for the time being, where we are, expands without any restrictions. That's why it's called without any restriction. It's not rationed. But later we will learn that all our actions are through the line, the pipeline, and then we'll talk about the restriction, the screen, the reflected light, all the limitations that our actions construct until we fill that space, the general desire, with all those connections, all those pipelines, until we fill that space with the light of Insof once again. So our work, therefore, is not to work with the light of Insof, and not even with the surrounding light, and with the circles. Our work is with the lines. Restriction, screen, reflected light, and receiving the light in order to bestow, only in this way. So what we're learning now, we're learning it a little bit, and we're going to leave it until the end of correction. Check you on.
Can we call Kav the line that forms or feeds the circle?
Can we call the Kav the line that forms or feeds the circle?
Kav ze masha mikasher beina igulim.
The line is what connects the circles. The line is what fills the circles. The line is what makes vessels out of the circles, ten sfirot, and so on and so forth. The line, generally speaking, is the corrected vessel, is the important vessel. And we learn only about that, and we'll need to work with it ourselves. Not only to learn about it, but to work with it. Because it all depends on the line. As much as we can expand it, fill it with the light of itself. And it's the attitude of the guest to the host, from the host to the guest. There's a circle, and so, from the guest towards the host, there's a line. How much the guest is capable of receiving from the host while receiving it in order to bestow. That's it.
Ken.
With that, we will conclude. We finished up to item 5 above.
Yes.
Tomorrow
we'll start with item 5 tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll start item 5 tomorrow. What do we have for now?
Our schedule for today. Today, from 10 to 10:30 a.m. Israel time, a live broadcast with Dr. Lightman with Vlad Goldakovsky. And with that, we will conclude and sing a song together.
יוצא אל הרחוב, מתערבב בתוך כולם. מי צריך את מי יותר, אני או העולם? Here we are, you should come along with one voice. together we cannot be wrong. Теперь я точно знаю, все мы соединены. Любой вопрос решаем, если вместе будем мы. Жизнь она как сказка, если мы одна семья. Бесконечно прекрасный мир и 7 миллиардов я. Here we are, you should come along. With one voice we can spread this song. Las puertas se abren al abrir tu corazón. Nada es imposible cuando hay fuerza y voluntad.